You're listening to The Ministry of Truth. I'm Mitchell Stupinczyk. We now feature an interview with actor Seth Peterson and filmmaker Tommy Stovall about their new film entitled Hate Crime. The interview to follow took place over the telephone on May 7, 2006. Seth Peterson is a TV actor noted for the role of Robbie Hansen on the NBC TV series Providence, who plays the role of Robbie Levinson in the film Hate Crime. Seth, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
And Tommy Stovall is an independent filmmaker and writer, director, and producer of the film Hate Crime. Tommy, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
I'm very glad that you could take time to join us on the show. What I would like to do, and folks can see the film on the website hatecrimemovie.com to learn more about the movie and things pertaining to it. I suppose I'll start with a question I imagined for Tommy, but Seth, if you'd like to chime in, please feel free. I'd like to ask about the inspiration for the film. No doubt that there's been a growing awareness and growing political efforts around the issue of hate crimes, probably the most famous one that being in 1998, that of Matthew Shepard, a student at the University of Wyoming, who died from what amounted to a hate crime. Was that the inspiration for this film, or was there something else that would count as the inspiration for this film, and if so, what?
Well, I actually started thinking about the idea before the Matthew Shepard incident, and I remember thinking when that incident got all the attention that it got, I thought, well, maybe this idea is more relevant than I even thought. The whole idea started with the title Hate Crime. I thought it was a compelling title. And you could come up with, a good story from that. But Seth said it best the other night. We had a Q&A in Dallas, and he said really exactly what this movie is about to me. And I had never put it in those words, but he said, the movie's really about, we've had enough and we're not going to take it anymore. And I thought that really, capsulized the movie well. Because to me, that's what it's about. It's about, if you look at it as a metaphor of what has happened to the gay community, for years and years, with hate crimes and stuff, it's about just that. We've had enough and we're not taking it anymore.
I see. Seth, I wanted to ask you a question with regards to this film. What was it about this film that basically drew you to the project?
Well, I mean, it's a really powerful statement and I thought metaphor for injustice and, the need to stand up. But other than that, on a purely selfish level, I really responded to the character. He had a lot of complexities and I thought that, I really like the idea of a person being so in control and having so much control taken from him, and then from there trying to figure out where do you go.
Did you find that to be something of a transition from previous roles that you had done?
Well, definitely the character was completely different than anything I've done before, and that's part of what makes it so fun. But almost every level, obviously I haven't played a person who's gone out and seek justice the way this character has before, and everything about him is a total change from what I've been offered in Hollywood. So it was a no-brainer for me. It was really a challenge and something that I was really looking forward to tackling.
There's one aspect of, in reading some of the literature online at hatecrimemovie.com, about the film, it seemed like that the one interesting aspect of this film was that it was basically showed how people would act or react to various changing circumstances. Could you, illuminate about some of the ideas behind what basically not only motivated characters in this film, but also what might various circumstances might motivate people to do things that they would not necessarily do if those circumstances had not been there?
Well, I think that, there's a lot of talk about, what direction the movie takes and what the characters do, but really, if you look at what happens, the characters do what they do because they have to. They're they kind of get pinned up in a corner, sort of. And, you know, when they try to get the result that they, you know, that they're looking for in traditional ways, you know, through the justice system and stuff like that, you know, when it doesn't work, then they go out and they find another way.
I see. There was one other aspect of the plot that caught my eye, and I guess it's something of an irony, at least to my eye, and it's with regards to apparently one character, and you may want to just describe this more for purposes of explanation, that apparently a character moves in next door, who is apparently a pastor, and it's a relative, perhaps the son of this pastor, who carries out the hate crime. Is this correct?
The whole story starts with the son of this fundamentalist preacher moving in next door to Seth's character and his partner, and that, you know, that gets the ball rolling, and it doesn't take long for him to threaten the couple next door.
No doubt. And also, I guess that kind of like leads to a little bit of the irony that it would seem that it's a even though it's someone of a pastor, a supposed man of God, but who's nonetheless really belittling or perhaps ignoring entirely the dictum of Christianity, that of love thy neighbor. That struck me as something of an irony, at least in my mind. Was that something that you had in mind in the script regarding this film?
Yeah, it was definitely. You know, a lot of people don't seem to be aware of this, but so many of the perpetrators of crimes, hate crimes, you know, particularly against gay people, they their excuse is the Bible,
yeah,
more often than not. And it always puzzled me, you know, how they could see it that way, but it's the truth, you know, it is what it is. And you know, they've interviewed people in jail for murder, you know, for murdering gay people, and they still don't see anything wrong with what they did because they feel that they were doing God's work.
I think if you
look
back in history long enough, you'll find that many, many people have committed many, many insane acts to further their own means and then justified it by using God as their vehicle.
Indeed. In fact,
yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. I wanted to also talk regarding, I guess, part of the trend that maybe this movie might encapsulate, or maybe I might be misreading, or perhaps a correct reading. In reading some of the literature, Tommy, on the website, you had said that movies, I guess one point of movies is that should be talk about serious issues, and in the course of doing so should engross and entertain. And I suppose, maybe you can, I'd like to hear what you think about this, and Seth, feel free to chime in as well, that there's a growing trend of movies in recent years, not only, I guess, more in the line of independent documentaries, but I think now that maybe a little bit in the growing trend of fiction films, where people are using movies to tackle serious issues that aren't necessarily tackled in a serious manner or a thoughtful manner or an engaging manner in other media. Could you comment on this?
Well, to me, movies are supposed to be entertaining, you know, bottom line. You know, that's what movies should be to me. And if you can be entertained by a movie and also learn something, I think that's even better. And that was our attempt, I think, here, was to make a movie, you know, to primarily, you know, engross the audience and be interesting and compelling, but also, you know, get some messages across, whatever those may be. And, you know, that was my goal with the movie, and I think, you know, we did as good a job as we could have, you know, on that.
I agree, and I think that's one of the reasons why you, Tommy, were able to attract some really great cast members into the project, because, you know, because of the twists and turns of the plot and the storyline, the way it moves, you know, it's more than just something, you know, that is to be looked at as a lesson. It's a great movie. It's really something that is thought provoking, and at the same time, it's definitely something that you want to figure out how is this going to happen, how is this going to end. You know, it's a good thriller.
I'm looking forward to seeing it myself. I was wondering if you could both comment with regards to, I guess the context of this film with regards to larger societal trends, that is, with regards to the proverbial, gay rights issues which have gained recent prominence in American politics, probably most notably the use of same-sex marriage as a issue at the ballot box, certainly within the 2004 election, which some people argue may have helped to maintain control of Republican power within both houses of Congress. Do you hope that this film, maybe there are signs of this happening, but do you hope that this film might try to make some inroads, if not necessarily in the political scene, but at least culturally with regards to what's proverbially called Red State America?
Well, I mean, I certainly hope so. I think one of the most gratifying things from, you know, getting feedback from the film, from people seeing it, is that, you know, people, you know, perhaps weren't aware that, you know, that hate crimes were even a problem in America. You know, most of, you know, mainstream society doesn't even know that this stuff goes on. And I think if it just gets them to think about that and talk about it, then I think, you know, that certainly will help in the long run. You know, one of the interesting things that I recently learned from a screening we did with the Anti-Violence Project in New York City was that whenever there is a lot of gay issues in the media, you know, gay marriage and anything like that, whenever there's talk going on, you know, in the media and stuff is on the news about it, hate crimes go up. You know, the rate of hate crimes increase. And, you know, it's sad that happens, but it's true. You know, and I think that's because, you know, people, you know, as gay people become more visible in situations like that, then they become more of a target. And I, you know, hopefully that will change. You know, I think it continues to change for the better, but I just thought that was, you know, interesting when you brought that subject up.
Yeah, and another thing I'd like to point out is that, you know, there are a lot of hate crime laws, and every state varies with their laws. You know, and I found it really interesting when I learned that some of the gay community is left out of some of those protections. You know, where it's almost like saying, you know, hey, hands off the ethnicities, but you know, we're gonna get a lot of we're going to get a lot of jail time if we do that. So let's just pick on gays. And you know, to me, it's you know, human rights at its core. Everybody is equal. And you know, I think that the more, like Tommy said, the more we can bring this stuff out into the open and discuss it, I think that you know, the more of these facts will be brought to light. There are certain countries that being gay is illegal. I didn't even know that. You know, so there's a lot to learn.
Indeed. What would you count, both Tommy and Seth, as far as not only the larger goals behind this film, but also whether or not you might deem this film a success in whatever way you choose to define a successful film?
Well, I'll just say I just want, you know, to get the film out there, which is what we're, you know, what we're doing. You know, to make our investors' money back, that's always a good goal. And really, you know, I hope that, you know, that the film makes a difference in some way.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that somebody has decided that they wanted to invest in it, and that it's been picked up and it's in circulation, just testifies to the fact that, you know, there's something really worth watching here. You know, there are a lot of great films that don't get that same whatever, you know what I'm trying to say.
I think in a lot of ways, you know, getting the film made, I think, was definitely a success. You know, so hopefully we'll continue, you know, getting it out there and getting people to watch it.
Other than that, I'm actually really proud of not only the film as a vehicle for entertainment, but as what it does stand for.
Excellent. Seth Peterson is a TV actor noted for the role of Robbie Hansen on the NBC TV series Providence, who plays the role of Robbie Levinson in the new film Hate Crime. Tommy Stovall is an independent filmmaker who is writer, director, and producer of the film Hate Crime. Seth and Tommy, thank you both very much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Yes.
That was an interview with actor Seth Peterson and filmmaker Tommy Stovall about their new film entitled Hate Crime. You're listening to The Ministry of Truth.